Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. George Washington's Farewell Address is a short but historically significant political text, presented here in the Books of American Wisdom edition. Rather than a modern narrative or commentary-driven study, it preserves Washington's final public statement as president, delivered in 1796, when he chose not to seek a third term. The work is best understood as a foundational American civic document that reflects the early republic's anxieties and ideals. Its purpose is practical as well as ceremonial. Washington explains why voluntary departure from office matters, then sets out guiding principles for the new nation. The text emphasizes union, constitutional fidelity, public virtue, and caution in foreign policy. Because this edition is compact and accessible, it is often used by readers who want direct contact with the original source rather than a secondary interpretation. It remains relevant not because it solves modern political problems, but because it frames recurring questions about faction, national cohesion, and Republican self-government. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Washington frames voluntary retirement as a Republican model of power limited by principle. One of the most important dimensions of the Farewell Address is that it is not merely a goodbye. It is an argument about political legitimacy. Washington's decision to step aside after two terms demonstrates that authority in a republic should not depend on personal tenure or attachment to office. He treats departure as an act of civic responsibility, showing that the health of the government depends on leaders accepting limits. This matters because the text links personal restraint to institutional stability. By leaving voluntarily, Washington reinforces the idea that Republican leadership must be temporary, accountable, and subordinate to the public good. Readers can see how the address turns a personal decision into a public example. The gesture gives the speech moral force. It does not only tell citizens what to value, it performs those values. In that sense, the address is as much about political conduct as political theory. Secondly, the Union is presented as the central condition for national survival. Washington repeatedly treats national union as the foundation on which every other political achievement depends. In the context of the young United States, this is not abstract language. The states were still defining their relationship to one another, and sectional interests could easily weaken the fragile federal structure. Washington argues that unity is essential for security, economic strength, and political continuity. This is one reason the address has remained central in American civic education. It gives a concise explanation of why fragmentation is dangerous even when local interests appear legitimate. The logic is cumulative. If the union weakens, then constitutional authority weakens. Public confidence declines, and outside powers gain opportunities to influence domestic affairs. The address therefore treats cohesion not as a sentimental ideal, but as a practical necessity. Its warning against division is one of the clearest examples of how the text turns statecraft into a lesson in national maintenance. Thirdly, political faction is described as a threat to judgment, justice, and public trust. A major theme of the Farewell Address is Washington's warning about party spirit and factional division. He does not deny that disagreement will exist in free government, but he insists that when faction becomes habitual, it distorts reason and corrodes trust. The concern is not simply that parties compete. It is that they can elevate self-interest over common duty and encourage citizens to see opponents as enemies rather than fellow participants in a shared political order. Washington links faction to instability because it can be manipulated by ambitious leaders who benefit from conflict. He also suggests that emotional loyalty to groups can weaken the ability to judge policies on their merits. This makes the text especially important for readers interested in the origins of American partisan debate. The address does not offer a detailed party system or a policy program. Instead, it offers a cautionary civic framework. Free government requires disagreement, but it cannot survive if public life is dominated by permanent hostility and narrow allegiance. Fourthly, the warning against foreign entanglements reflects a broader concern for independence. Washington's advice on foreign relations is often remembered as a warning against unnecessary alliances. But the deeper point is the preservation of national independence in judgment and action. He recognizes that commerce, diplomacy, and external relationships are unavoidable. Yet he argues that emotional attachment to foreign nations or prolonged dependency on outside powers can distort domestic priorities. The early republic was vulnerable because it lacked the military and diplomatic strength of older empires, so Washington's caution is rooted in realism rather than isolation for its own sake. He wants the United States to make decisions according to its own interests and constitutional principles. This section of the address matters because it connects foreign policy to internal cohesion. If the nation becomes absorbed in external rivalries, it can intensify faction at home and weaken the public's focus on Republican self-government. The result is a measured doctrine: engage the world carefully, but do not let foreign influence determine the character of the republic. Lastly, the address turns civic virtue and constitutional obedience into everyday responsibilities. Beyond its famous warnings, the farewell address is built around a broader view of citizenship. Washington emphasizes that a free government cannot be maintained by institutions alone. It also depends on habits of self-restraint, respect for law, and public-minded conduct. He presents the Constitution as a framework worthy of loyalty because it channels conflict into lawful procedures and protects the Republic from arbitrary power. This gives the text a practical civic purpose. It tells readers that democracy is not sustained only by elections or leaders, but by the disciplined behavior of ordinary citizens and office holders. The address also reflects a moral language common to the founding era, where civic virtue was inseparable from political stability. That is part of what makes the work endure. It offers a compact philosophy of Republican citizenship. Even in a small edition with little commentary, the original text remains powerful because it distills a complete civic outlook into a few enduring principles: duty, restraint, law, and national responsibility. In conclusion, George Washington's farewell address is best suited for readers who want direct access to one of the most important founding era statements in American political thought. Students, teachers, historians, lawyers, and general readers interested in civic education will all benefit from it, especially because the text is concise and immediately legible without requiring specialized background. Its practical value lies in the clarity of its warnings about faction, division, and foreign influence, while its intellectual value comes from the way it connects leadership, citizenship, and constitutional government into a coherent vision. Compared with longer histories or modern political analyses, this edition stands out because it presents the original source itself, rather than a filtered interpretation. That makes it useful both as a historical document and as a reference point for discussions of American Republic principles. The Books of American Wisdom format also gives it a collectible, accessible character, which suits readers who want a compact civic classic. Its enduring significance is that it remains readable, teachable, and relevant precisely because it addresses recurring problems in public life with unusual directness and restraint. If you would like to support George Washington, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.